Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hi friends, so glad you decided to join us today. My name's Pauline. Let's learn together. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of our lesson is Mind Your Own Business. Mind Your Own Business. So friends, how was your week? Are you glad it's Friday?
I am, and I'm glad it's our Talk About It article today. That's a nice way to end our week of shows.
That is nice. Our Talk About It show is always a story about two people. Something will happen, and then those two people will have different opinions. They might disagree.
This happens all the time in real life, right? We are all different, so we often have different ideas or opinions about things.
And if you know how to talk in a respectful way, these differences can be really good for a friendship. We learn to think about things in different ways and challenge others to do the same.
Well, I'm excited to see what's going to happen in our story today. But first, I think we should learn some key words. They will help us understand today's story. So pay attention. Here's Christina to help.
Hello, Lisa 和 Jenny 两个人在逛街看耳环。They are looking at earrings. 耳环就是 earring。突然间 ,Lisa 看到一个女生把一支笔放进自己的包包里。She puts a pen in her purse. 名词 purse 指的就是女用的手提包。Lisa 看到那个女生又拿了别的东西放进自己的包包里。她非常的惊讶。Lisa is surprised. 形容词 surprised 就是惊讶诧异的。那个女生又拿了一个橡皮擦放进包包里。橡皮擦就是 eraser。The girl puts an eraser in her purse. Lisa 觉得他们应该要告诉店员，可是 Jenny 不敢，她觉得店员可能不会相信他们。She might not believe us. 动词 believe 就是相信。所以如果是你，会怎么做呢？
Lisa and Jenny are shopping. They are in their favorite store.It sells a lot of small things. There aren't many people in the store, but the clerks are very busy. Lisa and Jenny are looking at earrings. They see a girl. She is looking at pens.She looks around. Then she puts a pen in her purse.
So we begin our story today with two friends, Jenny and Lisa. They are at their favorite store. Pauline, what is your favorite store?
My favorite store is called Goodwill. It sells things like clothes, furniture, and books.But the things they sell aren't new. They were owned by other people before. So everything is very cheap, and the money goes to a good cause.
Oh, we call those second-hand stores. Yes. Well, Lisa and Jenny are at their favorite store. Unlike Pauline's favorite store, their store sells new things, and it sells a lot of small new things.
The store isn't very busy today. There aren't many people there, but the clerks are busy.
Yes, a clerk is a person who takes your money at the store when you buy something.
Right, but Lisa and Jenny aren't buying anything yet. They are just looking at jewelry.
Well, what kind of jewelry are they looking at?
They are looking at earrings. Earrings are pieces of jewelry we wear on our ears. Friends,What do you call jewelry we wear around our neck?
Oh, it's called a necklace. And Pauline, what's on your finger?
This? It's a ring.
Great. That was a nice English review. But let's get back to our story. Jenny and Lisa are looking at earrings. Then something happens. What happens?
Oh, right. They see a girl. She isn't looking at jewelry. She is looking at pens. The girl looks around and then she puts a pen in her purse. The girl is stealing.
Well, maybe.
Peter, if you take something that doesn't belong to you, that's stealing.
I agree, but maybe the pen fell out of the girl's purse. Maybe it was her pen. Are you sure she's stealing?
Oh, well, good question. Maybe we'll find out some more in the next part of our story. Let's watch it together now.
Lisa is surprised. She watches the girl. The girl puts a notebook in her purse.
Jenny,
says Lisa.
Look at that girl over there. What?
Asks Jenny.
She's stealing,
says Lisa.
Really?
Asks Jenny.
How do you know? Just watch her,
says Lisa. Jenny watches the girl. The girl puts an eraser in her purse.
She is stealing,
says Jenny.
Okay, you are right, Pauline. The girl is stealing.
I know, it's terrible. But let's start from the beginning. There are some good English words we can talk about here.
Okay. Well, first, Lisa sees the girl steal a pen. Lisa is very surprised.
Surprised, that's a good word. Let's give some examples.
Okay, today I wore a jacket because I thought it was cold out. But I went outside. It's warm. I was so surprised.
Often surprises are good, like when my husband surprises me and gives me flowers. But the surprise in our story today is not a nice surprise.
Right. Lisa is surprised that someone is stealing. She starts to watch the girl.
Oh, this is good.
No, Pauline, it's bad. The girl is stealing.
Oh, well, right, that's bad. But the word you used, watch, it's really good. And it's similar to another good word, look. Christina, could you help us with this?
Lisa 惊讶地看着那个女生, she watches the girl. 她觉得那个女生真的是在偷东西,然后她赶快跟Jenny说, look at that girl over there. 你看看那边那个女生。我再念一遍这两个句子,请你注意她的动词. She watches the girl. Look at that girl over there. 一个是watch,一个是look, 都是看,那为什么用不同的动词呢? 其实watch是持续专注一段时间,注视并且留意对方的变化, 像是看电影,看电视,看球赛, 都是用watch。 而look则是因为你想看某样东西,所以可能会移转你的视线,甚至转头去看那样东西。通常的用法都是look at something,用介系词at,来看例句。Did you watch the news today? 还有,Hey, look at the flowers!
Thanks, Christina. So Lisa watches the girl steal a notebook. She says, Jenny, look at that girl over there. She's stealing.
But Jenny didn't see the girl take the notebook. She's not sure what to think. So she asks, how do you know? But then Jenny sees the girl put an eraser in her purse.
That girl is stealing a lot of stuff. I feel bad for the shop owner. I have friends who own small businesses. You might think they have a lot of money, but many don't. If people steal from them a lot, then they won't keep their businesses.
Yeah, well, I think we have a lot to talk about and think about today, but we do need to take a short break. Friends, we'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. So what do you think about today's story? What would you do if you saw someone in the store that is stealing?
Would you tell the thief to stop? Would you tell the clerk at the store, call the police, or just mind your own business?
These are good questions to think about and make sure to talk about them at home. But let's finish the story. Here's part three. We can watch it together.
Let's find a clerk,
says Lisa.
I don't know,
says Jenny.
We can tell her about the girl,
says Lisa.
She may not believe us,
says Jenny. The girl closes her purse. She walks toward the door.
Let's find a clerk now,
says Lisa.
A clerk can ask about her purse. A clerk can look inside it. Mind your own business, Lisa,
says Jenny.
Oh man, I knew this was going to happen. Jenny and Lisa do not agree on what to do.
That's right. That is usually what happens in our talk about stories. So let's look at their two different opinions. What does Lisa think they should do?
Well, Lisa wants to tell the clerk. They should know that someone is stealing things from the store.
I agree. Doesn't Jenny agree?
Well, no, she's not sure. She says the clerk may not believe them.
I guess sometimes adults don't listen to what younger people tell them. But there's no reason to believe that Jenny and Lisa are lying. I think the clerk will believe them.
Well, if they are going to tell the clerk, they need to do it right away. The girl is walking towards the door.
Oh, well, they better tell a clerk quick.
Right. And Lisa has a good point. If the clerk doesn't believe them, the clerk can easily check to see the truth. The clerk can just ask to look inside the girl's purse. Then she will see that the girl did steal.
But Jenny isn't convinced. She doesn't want to get involved. She says, mind your own business.
Mind your own business, Pauline.
Peter, that's rude.
Oh, sorry, Pauline, but mind your own business. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
别多管闲事。
Hey, don't eat those.
Mind your own business. Mmm, delicious snacks.
Stop eating those.
Mind your own business. Mmm, yummy.
Don't eat any more.
Mind your own business. These are not your snacks.
I know. They belong to my dog.
Dog snacks? Ew.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
别多管闲事。
Friends, what do you think? Should Lisa and Jenny just mind their own business? Or should they talk to a clerk?
Good question. Oh, but maybe we should learn some more about this phrase, too. I bet Christina would love to teach us about this.
最后 Jenny 对 Lisa 说 Mind your own business. 管好你自己的事就好。首先动词 mind 可以当照料看管的意思。比如你要出去旅游我可以帮你看家。I'll mind your house when you are away. 另外句尾的 business 不见得是做生意或者是做什么事业，它可以直接翻译成事情。所以 mind your own business 就是管好你自己的事，换句话说就是叫人少管闲事。类似的说法还有 it's not your business， 或者更强烈一点的语气，有人直接说 none of your business， 表示不关你的事。不过这样子说话其实很冲，不是很有礼貌，我们要特别谨慎，不要随便用哦。
Thanks, Christina. That is a good phrase to understand. And of course, we also learned some good words today, too. So let's review them together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Earring. Earring. Celine has gold earrings.
Purse. Purse. Keep your money in your purse.
Surprised. Surprised. You are here. I am so surprised.
Eraser. Eraser. I bought a new eraser.
Believe. Believe. Mary is 60? I don't believe it. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look at our lesson one more time.
Lisa and Jenny are shopping. They are in their favorite store. It sells a lot of small things. There aren't many people in the store, but the clerks are very busy. Lisa and Jenny are looking at earrings. They see a girl. She is looking at pens. She looks around. Then she puts a pen in her purse. Lisa is surprised. She watches the girl. The girl puts a notebook in her purse.
Jenny,
says Lisa.
Look at that girl over there. What?
Asks Jenny.
She's stealing,
says Lisa.
Really?
Asks Jenny.
How do you know? Just watch her,
says Lisa. Jenny watches the girl. The girl puts an eraser in her purse.
She is stealing,
says Jenny.
Let's find a clerk,
says Lisa.
I don't know,
says Jenny.
We can tell her about the girl,
says Lisa.
She may not believe us,
says Jenny. The girl closes her purse. She walks toward the door.
Let's find a clerk now,
says Lisa.
A clerk can ask about her purse. A clerk can look inside it. Mind your own business, Lisa,
says Jenny.
I had a banana here, but now it's gone. Ginger, what are you eating?
Mind your own business.
Ginger? Did you eat my banana?
Mind your own business, James.
This is my business, Ginger. You ate my banana.
What?
Ginger, I'm surprised at you. You know, you shouldn't take other people's things.
What?
And you shouldn't say mind your own business. It's not polite.
What?
Now, what do you say?
I'm sorry I said mind your own business.
And what about the banana?
It was delicious.
Ginger.
Are you almost done with your homework, Zoe?
I'm not doing homework right now. Did you lose focus again?
I found a really great store online. Come and look.
Is it a website you can trust?
Yes. It sells really interesting clothes. I just need to enter the number of my bank account.
Who said that?
Super Sentence Man?
Yes, yes. Well, who said that? I just got really excited because I heard someone say, it sells really interesting clothes. It sells is a super sentence.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Zoe said that.
Well, good for you, Zoe. You know, a super sentence every day will make your English great. So, just for fun, can you give me one?
Sure. There's a new store just down the street. It sells all kinds of books.
The store sells all kinds of books. Great. Can you give me another one, Zoe?
Okay. There's my account number. Oh, sorry. What did you say?
Do you have a super sentence for me?
Oh, sure. I really like the new tea stand. It sells fresh fruit tea.
It sells fresh fruit tea. Delicious.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? That was a super sentence.
No, my money. Huh? It's all gone.
What?
Oh, no, this is terrible. I told you not to trust that website.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no, I wanted to buy clothes. No, I can't buy anything.
Oh, well, look on the bright side, Zoe. You don't need money to buy super sentences. I give them away for free.
You're not helping, Super Sentence Man.
Oh, well, I was just trying to...
Gwen, I need your help, please. Can I borrow your credit card?
What?
No, you need to be more careful with your money. If you would have listened to me, this wouldn't have happened. You buy too many clothes anyway. So no, of course not.
Sometimes we feel bad getting other people in trouble.
That's right. It can feel easier to just mind your own business. But I think we should think about the other person that might be getting hurt.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do to just mind your own business. If we see someone hurting another person, then we should do something about it. We shouldn't just watch and walk away.
Yeah, and I think we know that if somebody is physically hurting someone, but when someone is stealing, you don't think about how much that's hurting another person, that maybe they won't be able to keep their business if this keeps happening.
Right, and it's not easy because you're surprised when it happens and you just have a short time to think about it. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Make sure to talk about it. And we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.